This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And Trump tweeted, CNN doesn't want to speak about their persecution of General Michael Flynn and why they got the story so wrong. They, along with others, should pay a big price for what they have purposely done to this man and his family. They won't even cover the big breaking news about this scam. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We cover all the big breaking news. We usually cover it late. That's okay. I mean, not because, you know, it breaks all the time. It's, sometimes right before we come on, sometimes it's after. I don't really care. Timelines don't matter when it comes to the truth. That's why, you know, when we do our shows, when we prep our shows, we prep them so that most of the shows you can listen to whenever you want and you're still going to get good information. It could be 3 days late. Don't misunderstand me. Stuff has a shelf life, and that's the way it works, but you should be able to go back and hear us assess where we are. So it's been, I don't know, 3-4 days since we learned, maybe longer, that we've learned about the Flynn stuff. That the FBI literally set this man up. And you know what? All of this is going to point back to everything that we've talked about why you have chosen to be a conservative versus one of these Demorats. These rats, scumbags, lying skanks, we'll call them whatever you want. Just don't get fired for it. But whatever they are, those evil people on the left who do not care about the truth. That's what we're learning. And the president has had to tweet on behalf of a private citizen, General Michael Flynn, a man who has dedicated himself to this nation, a 3-star general, and the Democrats wanted to get him and threatened to use his own child so he would cop a plea on something that he didn't do. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. By the way, thank you guys for downloading the show, listening to the show, telling more people about the show. It's reflecting in the numbers. The numbers are going up. They're not nearly what we want, but that's okay. That's never going to be the case. We will never be satisfied. We're like leftists when they go, oh, Kevin, you got 100,000 downloads. Why don't we have 150,000? Then we get to 150,000. Why don't we have 200,000 downloads? That's the way this business is. Being honest with you, we really don't care. I don't mean that in a flippant way. We don't seek downloads for the sake of downloads. Like, whoo, look at our numbers. We seek it because it means that the word is getting out. Oh, and by the way, it does help pay the bills. Kimberly Strassel tweeted, to really understand how outrageous are these new Flynn docs, you have to add everything we already know. And the key is remembering that the FBI had no reason to interview Flynn. It already had the transcripts of his conversation. Wow. This is with Kislyak. Already had him. But Comey, and did we play that clip the other day or are we playing it now? I think we played the clip of this. But Comey is essentially, he says, at a conference, yeah, you know, we kind of knew that Donald Trump's presidency wasn't ready for us, so I sent some guys over because I kind of knew, you know, they weren't ready, and Flynn would not call for a lawyer. We didn't go through the White House counsel, the normal procedure, and we got him. We got him. I jokingly said, it's funny how the left always believe they're going to get the last laugh. They think Donald Trump is so stupid. I'm going to talk about this. Maybe today we'll talk about how stupid Donald Trump is. They were going to get him. And now who's getting the last laugh? Victoria Tosing, she's a former federal prosecutor. Here's what she says. I've been a federal prosecutor and senior Justice Department official. Never could I imagine asking whether a goal for questioning someone is to, quote, get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired. that current FBI Director Wray tried to hide these notes. Shame on the FBI. That's what she tweeted. This is a federal prosecutor and a senior Department of Justice official at one point, and she says, never would we have done this. Look, folks, I get we have our political ideologies, and we have our leanings one way or the other. But when it comes to justice, you have to believe that the people there put that aside. If you say to me, Kevin, this guy's accused of dealing drugs, he's a Democrat or Republican, forget it. I don't need anything else. If you say he's accused of dealing drugs, poisoning America's children, these are our laws governing this. Either it's true or it's not true. I'm not going to fabricate a case against him. I'm either going to prove my case or I'm not. I don't care whether he's a Democrat or a Republican. None of that matters. Will I feel more sorry for him if he's a Republican? Yes, than a Democrat. You want to know why? Because I know Democrats deal drugs. That's just what they do. They are evil people. But if a guy calls himself a Republican or a conservative, I believe that he would understand the greater good and wouldn't do something. That doesn't mean we're perfect people. Don't think that's what I'm telling you, because I'm not. Anyway, Michael Flynn has been railroaded. And we looked at the things that people are saying about him. And let me just give you an idea of some of these things. If we can, I'm going to try to stretch this out and make it a little bit bigger so I can see it. But some of the comments that were made. Yeah, so here's some. So people are saying, good point. Could the heads of the FBI and DOJ just decide on their own to go after Flynn during an election? Where were the Patriots to put a stop to this? I don't know, losing a Super Bowl, I guess. Here's one. Do you know if the FBI leadership was acting on their own, or was a shameful KGB-style persecution directed by someone else? Say Obama or Clinton or some pesky oligarch? Here's another one. These are tweets. It appears Priestap was having serious second thoughts. He was documenting the motives that he was projecting onto the Flynn interview question. Clearly, his reticence didn't prevail. Strzok, Pienka, never pull transcript out and show it to Flynn. I think it can safely be said that Sidney Powell is not given to hyperbole. I don't know who that even references. Here's one guy. He says, holy cow, I knew it was bad, but the attorney general may have to withdraw the case against Flynn after this. Unbelievable what they did to him. I'm just giving you a taste of what people are saying. The FBI has zero credibility. By the way, that's not what somebody said. That's me talking. They have zero credibility. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Flynn, but I also want to get into the whole Watergate scandal, bigger than Watergate, because it is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637.
That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past?
Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The exoneration has taken way too dang long. That's what somebody tweeted about the Flynn case. We're talking about the reaction to Michael Flynn, General Flynn, being effectively exonerated. Here's what somebody said, the Cookie Monster. It's absolutely frightening. This is as much a story of what a corrupt government is capable of doing to you and was done to Flynn. When this is over and sentences are handed down, hanging a cabal would be letting them off too easy. Julie Wright said, seriously, we need to see these people in prison, so weary of the two-tier justice system. This is obscene. I'm going in order, people. I'm not cherry-picking. This is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Traitors, justice is death. Trials need to be televised live via PPV, as do their executions. Think of the monies that could be raised. It wasn't Russia. It was our own dang government. I cleaned it up. Isn't that just so sad to think about it? Obama administration was horrendous. I'm going in order. Michael Flynn, railroaded by the government that he served. the very government that he served. Mainstream media, they said, spent 2,284 minutes covering collusion from inauguration day to the end of the Mueller hoax. How did it cover the news that General Flynn was entrapped? CNN, 0 minutes. ABC, 0 minutes. NBC, 0 minutes. No, wait, well, I may be getting that mixed up. NBC once, yeah, at 3:41 a.m. MSNBC once at 5:14 a.m. Well, they can't avoid it now because they're saying this story is bigger than Watergate. And I said this, America is soon going to learn the entirety of the story behind this FBI framing of General Michael Flynn. And that story will blow the mind of leftists who fervently support Barack Obama. And by the way, many leftists are leaving the Obama camp. They've started leaving because of the walkaway movement, but they're continuing to leave. The Flynn case exposes, undoubtedly, folks, the man who proudly declared that he provided over a scandal-free administration. Now, many of you, like me, you scoffed at the notion that Obama's administration was scandal-free. But I will say to you, you can tell, and I'm going to say this, you've heard me say this many times, you can tell Democrats by what they, two things, what they accuse you of and what they say they are. And I'll take door number two, Monty. Obama's declaration of being scandal-free amounted to him admitting exactly the opposite. Obama knew his administration was full of nothing but scandal. So he tells you the opposite. Forget Fast and Furious, folks. Forget the IRS scandal. Forget Benghazi. Forget shipping $1 billion of Iran, money rather, to Iran in the dark of the night. And forget Watergate. Watergate shouldn't even be mentioned in comparison to what you are about to learn, and you already know, by the way, about the targeting of Donald Trump. It eclipses every one of those, certainly individually, and it eclipses all of them combined. Because what Barack Obama and his team had to do in order to slip us a Mickey is bigger than you can ever imagine. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy spoke on these new files that came up with the FBI agents discussing their motives to interview former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. And Kevin McCarthy declared the scandal bigger than Watergate. Any of the things I mentioned earlier, Fast and Furious is bigger than Watergate. The IRS scandal is bigger than Watergate. Benghazi is bigger than Watergate. Shipping billions of dollars to a terrorist regime is bigger than Watergate. Letting out multiple prisoners at Gitmo, bigger than Watergate. I could go on. There's been so many scandals in the Obama administration, you get tired of counting them. The veterans dying on a waiting list, bigger than Watergate. And by the way, the cover-ups are bigger than the crimes. How do you get four people killed in the State Department, by the State Department, and you claim it was a videographer in California, and the deaths occurred on 9/11? How do you not look into that? How do you not look into guns coming into the United States back from Mexico that had been shipped over, and we know for a fact that our government is the one who shipped them in order to start a nonsense war in Mexico so we could bring in a bunch of Mexican nationals. How do you not investigate that? The IRS targeting you, conservatives, us, because we dare set up 501c3s and c4s so we can fight politically against what these leftists are doing. How do you rationalize any of those? Watergate. Watergate is a joke. Anyway, McCarthy says, what you've talked about Flynn and with the president is bigger than Watergate and people need to be held accountable. Look, I like McCarthy. I mean, he was a bit of a rhino until Donald Trump came along. But come on, really? Bigger than Watergate? File this under tell us what we already know. from the very beginning of the Trump administration, when we learned through Admiral Mike Rogers that Donald Trump was being targeted, being spied on, we knew the origins of the scandal. Forget Richard Nixon. I give you Barack Obama. Bigger and blacker. Here's what we wrote about Spygate back in 2018. It was essentially a timeline of the things that led up to Donald Trump finally saying, I'm leaving the White House and we're going to move everything to Mar-a-Lago. Spygate is a bigger scandal than Watergate, but the liberal mainstream media acting as propaganda arm for the deep state are covering it up. Consider the implications of the FBI planting a spy in the campaign of one candidate while violating both the law and fundamentals of investigation to protect the other candidate from facing the consequences of her crimes. And remember that the text messages between Strzok and his mistress, Lisa Page, mentioned both a secret society within the FBI and DOJ, including then FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and an insurance policy in the event that Trump won. It now seems clear, along with false Russian collusion, that narrative and part of the insurance policy was an FBI spy in the Trump campaign. So, even as early as 2018, we were discussing, and many people were discussing, this so-called investigation by Mueller, which was nothing more than a sham. $40 million spent all to frame Donald Trump. And we know where it sort of ended. And I talk about it being sort of over because these new developments with Flynn have absolutely caused this case to be reopened. It's caused everybody to have to rethink. Not all of us, because we knew what was going on, but they got to rethink what they're going to do now going forward. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says it's too soon and, in his words, too hard to tell when the U.S. will allow international travel again, which, of course, has come to a halt amid the coronavirus outbreak.
We want people to travel safely, to be able to visit places safely. So as the economy opens up, I think you'll see demand coming back.
That's Mnuchin speaking by phone to Fox News this morning. A number of states are allowing some businesses that have been shut down because of the pandemic to begin opening today. In Arkansas, gyms and fitness centers can reopen. Restaurants, bars, casinos, and distilleries getting the green light in Montana. And Kansas begins a three-phase reopening strategy of its own. Legendary Miami Dolphins head coach Don Shula has died this morning. He was 90. This is USA Radio News. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is defending President Trump's walking back of his initial prediction of U.S. deaths resulting from the coronavirus. Navarro explaining this morning the original death estimate was about 2 million before the president decided to implement strict stay-at-home guidelines to mitigate the spread of the virus. Navarro says because Trump enforced the slow spread guidelines, the estimates were lowered to about 100,000 to 200,000. It will be a history-making day for America's highest court, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
After a two-month hiatus caused by the coronavirus pandemic, the Supreme Court resumes oral arguments today using 20th-century technology to help resolve a 21st-century legal issue. The justices will not gather in their marble courtroom, but will instead participate in a telephone conference call with lawyers involved in the case and members of the court dialing in separately, a first for the Supreme Court.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So what am I going to do? You'll find out what I'm going to do. I'm not going to say what I'm going to do, but I will tell you, the whole thing turned out to be a scam, and it turned out to be a disgrace to our country, and it was a takedown of a duly elected president, and these people suffered greatly. General Flynn, I mean, what they did to him, and even the FBI said, and they had some... And nobody bigger fan of the FBI than me at the level of the people that really matter. But the top of the FBI was scum. And what they did to General Flynn, and you know it, and everybody knows it, was a disgrace. He was in the service for over 30 years. He ends up being a general and respected. Respected. And almost his first day in office, they come in with papers. They want to investigate him. Never happened before. And now the tables are turned. Investigate the investigators, I guess. These were crooked people. These are bad people. These are very dangerous people. You know what they are, though? They're scum. They're human scum. All right, do you want to have one in the back?
Human scum. Welcome back, everybody. You, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you are not human scum. You are amazing people, the salt of the earth. But the people that you think represent you, in many cases, are human scum. I don't know where you live, but if you are under the purview of a Democrat, if you have a, quote, representative that has a D after their name, they are human scum. Now, I know there are people out there going, Kevin, you're being too rough on the Democrats. I dare you to prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Show me where Democrats are voting against this situation right now, where they don't support what happened to General Flynn, where they don't support what's happening to Manafort, what happened to Papadopoulos and others. Show me Democrats that say, you know what, Hillary Clinton must be held accountable. Jim Comey, Lisa Page, Strzok, etc. Barack Obama, perhaps. Show me one that says, you know what, if this rises to the level of Obama, he should be thrown in prison, etc. Show me one. You know what the Democrats are doing right now? All their leadership, they are rallying around each other, not for the sake of the people to get to the truth. They're rallying around one another because they got to save the D. They got to save that Democrat. Because they're supposedly representative of all things good. Now, they can't point to anything good. They railroaded Flynn. The FBI, from the top to the bottom, has been complicit in it. And they're going to be minions again. Look, people can try to say, oh, well, the rank-and-file mainstream FBI guys are okay. I'm sure there's some of them that are okay. It's like cops. They're not all bad cops. But when you have, imagine all the big city cops and all their leadership at the top who are actively going after people, setting people up because the mayor said to do it or the governor said to do it. Imagine that happening in every city. How would you feel about police? I think the mainstream cops and many of the mainstream FBI people are very good. But if you're complicit in covering up something to this level, you're rotten to your core. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. I am pro-law enforcement like you wouldn't believe. I know there are dirty cops. I know there are dirty FBI agents, etc. I know they have to deal with the dirty part of society. I'll even concede this. The dirt in society needs to exist because the dirt knows how to get the other dirt in trouble. That's how we do it. There's going to be dirt. I would love to tell you we're going to live in a society where nobody wants to take advantage of another person. Not going to happen. So you need the dirt, and you need people willing to go down there and waddle in the mud with the dirty people. They're going to deal with drug addicts. They're going to deal with sex traffickers. They're going to deal with, you know, brutal people, murderers, rapists, etc. And there's always going to be these trade-offs, but you cannot be setting people up who are good people. No matter what the circumstances are, you can't set up good people. They make movies. They make series about things like this in Hollywood. And they vindicate the Donald Trumps, the General Flynns, the Manafort's, the Papadopoulos, the 13 Russians that were indicted, which, by the way, has created a stir in Britain. And that's why we're able to get to the bottom of some of this stuff, including Christopher Steele, who's now testified in open court in Britain about the origins of this. They got the transcript. Don't think Durham's twiddling his thumbs, folks. Going back to 2018, when the House Intelligence Committee's investigators managed to uncover the spy, it was revealed to be a Cambridge professor. His name was Stephen Halper. The DOJ initially refused to comply with a congressional subpoena for more information about all of this. It took Chairman Devin Nunes, he got fed up with being stalled and stonewalled by the FBI, and he threatened Attorney General Jeff Sessions with contempt of Congress charges before the DOJ caved and briefed the committee on Halper. Now, if you go back a little farther, the FBI and the DOJ, while protecting Hillary Clinton from being charged for illegal use of an email server and sending thousands of classified documents, abused the FISA process. They illegally obtained a search warrant on Trump's campaign associate, Carter Page, and that warrant's application was based on the now discredited dossier written by Christopher Steele. Illegally financed by the DNC and the Clinton campaign, based on information provided supposedly by Russian government sources. Now, whatever your opinion is about President Trump, he was right that he was being spied on. He was being targeted. Spygate, 2018, we're talking about this. I want you to understand. We're now 4 years into Spygate, but we didn't have a name for it until 2018. That's when we called it Spygate, and it is undoubtedly the biggest scandal in history, much bigger than Watergate. And as these scandals come out one by one, the multitude of them, the gravity of them, the depth of them is going to be shocking to the left. 4 years into this scandal, something we were never supposed to know anything about. And these newly released documents on Flynn showed that top FBI officials questioned their goal. Instead of seeking real answers, the FBI document shows that these agents wanted to know their marching orders. Should the goal of interviewing Flynn in 2017 be, quote, to get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired? Would you ever believe that the FBI, who's tasked with finding out what the truth is, would ask that question in going into an interview? Wouldn't the question be, so let's go to seek the truth? Is there any question of what their role is? These notes were handwritten by the FBI's former head of counterintelligence, Bill Priestap, and the notes were taken after Priestap met with the then director, James Comey, and then deputy director, Andrew McCabe. In other words, Priestap goes into a meeting with the two top dogs at the FBI, and he writes down that statement. Do we want to get him to lie, or do we want to prosecute him and get him fired? So what's happening now? Well, the Obama administration elites, you can bet, are working behind the scenes. And they're trying to figure out what rats are going to have to sink with this ship. Because if you believe Comey gave the code red, you're sadly mistaken. He did not give the order for the code red. Orders like that have to come from the top. And Comey the clown doesn't have the male genitalia to start a scandal of this magnitude. He is a get-it-done guy. He's Mr. Cleanup. Somebody starts the mess, Comey comes in to clean it up. And up to this point, he's done a masterful job, a really good job. He's cleaned up the Clinton messes. He's cleaned up Hillary Clinton's specific mess around the emails. And now, he was supposed to clean this up. They were all supposed to put a wrap around this. Mueller was part of the cleanup. The FBI handling of all this stuff was part of the cleanup, and it all failed. I'm just telling you, this is not good for anybody involved. Comey, think about, you know, the orchestration that has to happen in order for this to go down. The FBI is one piece of the puzzle. But this is international intrigue, right? So it has to involve the Director of National Intelligence, who was Clapper at the time, and it has to involve the CIA. It must. And that's John Brennan. Two rats on the ship. Comey can't do this by himself. If Brennan and those guys might hate Trump, but they can't pull the trigger. None of these guys individually can pull the trigger. Look, here's what I'm trying to tell you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. This level of treachery has one focal point, one and one only, and that is Barack Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
We have lots to discuss today on the Kevin Jackson Show, folks, but I am recapping the biggest scandal in American history because this will be with us through the election. I called this the biggest scandal in American history, and I said of this particular Spygate thing years ago that this will undoubtedly be the biggest scandal in American history. And we can only hope that it never happens again, that history will never repeat itself. By the way, I'm true. I know that I will be seen to be true about this, the same way I was been vindicated on the lying skanks comment about Blasey Ford and Svetnick and others. the same way that it very well may turn out that Joey Fingers Biden is not going to be the Democrats' presidential nominee because he's under a lot of fire. We're going to try to talk about that as much today as well because there is a huge brouhaha over that. I don't know how many times. I said just recently, I wrote three things about Biden. I said, number one, his campaign's finally addressing it. Number two, Joe Biden's now finally personally addressed it. And number three, how bad he screwed up in doing that because in his personal addressing of it, he's effectively trying to stop investigations and he's got too much of a past when it comes to discussing these topics. So Democrats seem to think that we have short memories and we're going to forget stuff. Folks, we have memories of an elephant. We will never forget. We know exactly what they said when they said, and we have such crafty people that are always on the lookout for, oh, you remember when he said this, when they did that? It's amazing how smart and brilliant the conservative movement is. I'm glad to be a part of it. I hope you are as well. So anyway, we're in the midst of America opening up again. Maybe we'll get to that. I don't know. The implications of some places being open, some places being closed. If we don't get to it today, we'll certainly get to it next week because we do have a lot to fit into the breadbasket today. Yeah. I want to play a clip that is a throwback clip, and it has to do with me talking about the biggest scandal in history and the idea that Comey couldn't have done this on his own. Clapper couldn't have done this on his own. Brennan couldn't have done it on his own. It took all of these leaders of America's spy agencies to come together. And how do you make that happen? Well, Clapper had a comment about it. I think this clip is from October of 2019. Or maybe it was before. It was along those times. And Clapper has finally come to the realization that it's over. You know, I better start getting my ducks in a row here because this is not going to go the way we all thought it was going to go when we were planning this treason. So here's the clip.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think there was any wrongdoing. I think at the time all of us were trying to navigate a very, very difficult, politically fraught, highly charged situation. I know for my part, my main concern was the Russians and the threat posed by the Russians to our very political fabric. And the message I'm getting from all this is, apparently what we were supposed to have done was to ignore the Russian interference, ignore the Russian meddling and the threat that it poses to us. And oh, by the way, blown off what the then Commander-in-Chief, the President Obama, told us to do, which was to assemble all the reporting that we could, that we had available to us, and put it in one report that the President could pass on to the Congress and to the next administration. And while we're at it, declassify as much as we possibly could to make it public, and that's what we did. Well, and it's kind of disconcerting now to be investigated for, you know, having done our duty and done what we were told to do by the President.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Jim Clapper, James Clapper, and the interesting part of the conversation there is he says we were told to do this. Now, Snopes tried to debunk this interview, saying that Clapper wasn't throwing Obama under the bus. He wasn't looking for a get-out-of-jail-free card. But here's what I want to tell you. Leading up to the date, October 2019, or whenever that clip was made, Clapper and the other swamp rats hoped beyond hope that Trump was going to be gone. He and John Brennan were on TV every other day. I don't think I watched TV for a solid month where those two weren't tag teaming, trying to beat up on Donald Trump, trying to sway public opinion against Trump, trying to make it people believe that the FBI was squeaky clean. How could you possibly believe that Donald Trump over the FBI? They have such a reputation. John Comey is one of the most straight-laced people. I could go on. Donald Trump, they said, was unhinged. He You know, he was intentionally demeaning the agencies and ruining their reputation. This wasn't good for America, blah, blah, blah. And then A.G. Barr did something very, very smart. He decided that he was going to make a replacement. He replaced John Huber, an Obama appointee, the guy who was slow-walking Hillary Clinton's investigation and was essentially doing nothing. He was put there to be a fixer, and he replaced him with John Durham, a Donald Trump appointee. Now, that doesn't mean John Durham is pro-Trump. What it means is John Durham is pro-truth. So there you have it. So Clapper and his team realize that this coup has failed. And thus you get this very different interview. If you don't believe me, before that October interview, October of 2019, I think it was 2019, was it? Yeah. Go look at, go back previous and Google Clapper interviewing on MSNBC or CNN and watch his tone. Listen to his tone. It's not apologetic. He talks in circles in a way, but it's always indicting Trump in some way. In this interview, he doesn't mention Trump. He says, I need my get out of free card. Because let me ask you this. How do you interpret it's kind of disconcerting to now to be investigated for having done our duty and done what we were told to do by the president? Now, what's he saying in that statement? Those are his words, folks. I did not change a word. What's he saying? One, I'm being investigated. And two, I'm letting you know I did nothing that I was not authorized to do. He wanted that put out there publicly. Now, what part of that does Snopes believe is a lie? Brennan and Clapper did more than, and here's what they said they did, assemble all the reporting that we could, for the next administration. He wants the soft shoe, this entirety. Oh, we did conclude the Russians were trying to do. Okay, great. Let's say you did conclude the Russians did all this. The real question is, why were you trying to pin stuff on the wrong people? People that have nothing to do with stuff. Why are you going after why did it take us getting notes that should have been given to the Clinton campaign so he could be free? Why is it those notes were excluded? Because Flynn would have been easily exonerated, and it would have taken the wind out of your sails. They knew this. And what Clapper wants you to believe is, no, we were just going to make a report. You did more than that, Jim Clapper, John Brennan, James Comey. You did far more than that. You hid evidence. You created evidence. You extorted people into taking pleas. Michael Cohen should not be in prison. You think his lawyers are starting to look at stuff? I would be. Unbelievable what we've allowed these clowns to get away with. And by the way, Clapper can't walk this comment back. It's kind of disconcerting now to be investigated for having done our duty and done what we were told to do by the president. Oh, the president asked us to look into it, to prepare a report for the next thing. That's going to get him out, right? Obama's going to say, well, you saw that all he said was I was asking for a report. Yeah, well, it was more than a report. So if you were asking for a report, was it a wink, wink, nod, nod to go get people and put them in harm's way, take away their livelihoods, disgrace them? Was that part of the report? Was it part of the report to plant a spy in the Trump campaign? Was it part of the report to use a faked dossier bought and paid for by Clinton and the DNC in order to do all this stuff? Who did all that? What part of the report is that? Because that seems like it's a lot more than just trying to report something. I'm telling you guys, this is the beginning. We're nowhere close to the end here. Trump will draw this out for the benefit of the nation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.